a Canadian legend. And this January, the 31st, Duncan Fremlin is going to be part of a special tribute to Stomp and Tom. Well, he's been doing this for quite a while, and he's decided to celebrate the 82nd birthday of Stomp and Tom here at the Zoomerplex, and has dropped by to say hi and fill us in. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's great to be here.
It's such a pleasure to see you again. You look well.
Always. Thank you very much. Do you like the hat?
I love the hat. I love the look.
Yeah, it's got that nostalgic sort of appeal to it.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
You look good. Duncan, just before we get into details about this wonderful evening coming up, can you, for those who are just joining us for the first time here and haven't met you, take us back to when you first met the wonderful Stomp and Tom.
Right. Well, he was away from the business for about 12 or 13 years. He was protesting the way Canadian musicians and songs are being treated by radio stations. Not like this one, but... Mm-hmm. And then he came back. It was a volatile time, 1990. We had been through Meech Lake. We'd been through the free trade. The country needed something. And so he came back and did this momentous 75-city cross-country tour. And so I was part of that tour. That's when I first met him. And I kept in touch and recorded with him. I played banjo on some of his CDs. And then in 93, he wanted to do another tour. And he called me and said, you know, would Whiskey Jack, my band Whiskey Jack, we had been on the Tommy Hunter show, and he had seen us on the show. And so over the years, you know, my band's been around for 42 years. So he just called and said, would you come on tour and support the tour in 1993? And I said, yeah. And so we recorded a CD called Dr. Stomp and Tom A. And then we, from there, hit the road. The very first show on that tour was Canada Day 1993 in front of 500,000 fans on Parliament Hill across CBC. Mm-hmm. And the second song we sang, Norm, was the hockey song on that on that show. So over the years, I've maintained the friendship, and then after he died, he used to call me and say, "Would you come up to the house and bring the band and play at my birthday party?" Aww. Or play at barbecue or whatever? And of course, I did. And then after he died, I realized, well, we're not going to get the call anymore. So I thought, I'm going to put on my own birthday party, and wouldn't you know, I mean, the phone just ran off the hook, the support for this, and so that's how it all started, and here we are. This is going to be January 31st, the 6th annual Stomp and Tom birthday celebration.
And let's talk a little bit about this. It's here at the Zoomerplex.
Yeah.
It's one night only on the 31st. We're going to put it live to air, by the way, from 7 till 10 p.m.
On Robbie's show.
Yeah. Robbie's going to host, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
But some of the names you've got coming up, the Good Brothers are going to join you.
Well, we've done some shows with the Good Brothers. So we're touring. My show is called Duncan Fremlin Presents Stories and Songs of Stomp and Tom. And this past year, we've done some shows with the Good Brothers. We've also done some shows with Cindy Church, and so I asked them if they'd come and help celebrate the birthday. He said, yeah, man, we're all over that. So they're going to come. I don't know what song they're going to sing, what Tom song. We're discussing that right now, but they're going to let me know soon.
And listen, the Good Brothers.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. No, I know. It's going to be fantastic. Exactly.
Can you break down Whiskey Jack? Tell me the band members.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, there have been various configurations over the years, but right now, two-time Juno Award nominee Douglas John Cameron, great songwriter. He's written a song about Tom that we're going to perform that night called Stories and Songs. Five-time Canadian Bluegrass National Fiddle Champion Randy Morrison will be with us.
Wow.
Longtime bass player Eric Jackson from Oshawa, Ontario. We've known Eric for many years. And the drum virtuoso Al Cross. And then there'll be guests besides the Good Brothers. And,
That's going to be a great night. I'm not sure 3 hours is long enough, but we'll do what we can that night, the 31st. I'm going to give you a place to get tickets here in just a moment. They're only $35 each, by the way. But just before we get to that, what do you think Tom's legacy is or will be?
Yeah, you know, I wrote a book about Tom, and it's just been published recently, and I write in there about... my thing is the catalog of songs. I mean, you know, everyone knows Tom is the great patriot. He's famous for defying the establishment. He's known for that. So I think that legacy will continue. my love is the songs. There's a catalog of 1,000 songs that have yet really been tapped into. We went in the studio about a month ago, and we were going to record some songs, some that people haven't even heard before. I think, Norm, in the years to come, he's going to be our Robbie Burns. I think maybe not 20 years from now, maybe not 50 years from now. I'm not even sure the stories about the rebelling against the establishment. I'm not sure those stories are going to survive, but the songs will survive. They are poignant. We go into Owen Sound and Meaford and play these places, and we sing a song like "Around the Bay and Back Again." Whenever their town is mentioned, you can see it. Everybody goes crazy. We all want to have our community reflected in our music, and Tom did that.
Well, you know, it's funny because I mean he lives, breathes, eats Canadiana. When you say Tom, it's
for
Canadiana.
Sure, for sure. It's the real deal.
It is the real deal. And there was a time, probably when he was performing and at the height of his career, that Canadiana wasn't a hot topic.
It wasn't I'm glad you brought that, because I write about this. That's exactly right. It wasn't cool to be a flag-waving Canadian. That wasn't the Canadian way.
Exactly.
Well, wouldn't you know, he gave us permission to wave the flag. And are we waving the flag these days or what?
Yeah.
I go to cocktail parties, and the one thing that everybody has in common is that we're all grateful for living in this country.
Absolutely.
It's very much different now, isn't it? It's almost the opposite.
No, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
A shout out to this wonderful book. I'm flipping through some of the visuals. It's Duncan's book called My Good Times with Stompin' Tom. Every shot, just about every shot I see in here, you're with him. He's always got that smile on his face. He is so genuine. I never had the pleasure to meet Stompin' Tom. But is there a side of Tom that we just didn't know about, or was he really consistently like this?
You know, it's funny. As we tour the country with this show, I talk a lot with the fans. And they have an insatiable appetite for what he's like. They want to know what he's like backstage. And I can tell you, he was a party animal.
He loved
to party. He made one of us stay up all night, every night on the tour. It was in the contract. One of us had to stay up. And we would invariably, it would be either a party of two or it'd be a party of five or whatever, but it would be an all-night party. And his wife will tell you, man, he just loved to party all the time. His kitchen parties, right? That's how he learned how to play guitar and sing songs.
That's a Canadian thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's a Canadian thing right there.
Darn right.
He's a Canadian.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the neat thing about the show on the 31st, and I love his shows here, I call them up close and personal. If you want to have your picture taken or talk to the Good Brothers or talk to any of the other guests, this is the chance. It's like it's like a show in your living room.
Yeah.
It's not like going to Massey Hall or what. You can't get to the artists here. They're so accessible.
You know what? You mentioned that. The seating is going to be limited because you can only get so many folks.
It's pretty small.
Down there.
Yeah.
Tickets are available at zoomerradio.ca. You can find out more at whiskeyjackmusic.com or stompintom.com.
Or how about this one, Norm?
Mm-hmm.
HelloOutThere.ca.
Well, that doesn't get any better on that. HelloOutThere.ca. Again, it is coming up on Thursday, January the 31st. Don't wait till then to get tickets. Get them now. Well, you can. They're only $35 a piece, which is a steal.
And there's free parking on site. And as a bonus, this is something we don't often do. Moses Neimer's MZTV Museum of Television and Archive will be open for you to get a little tour.
Right.
This is wonderful.
Yep.
And can we give a shout out to this book, Norm? How can people get their hands on this?
Through the HelloOutThere.ca website.
Okay.
It fits nicely in a stocking.
Sure does. I think that was on purpose, wasn't it? Attaboy.
It's the Stompin' Tom birthday celebration here at the Zoomerplex Thursday, January the 31st. Hosted by our own Robbie Lane and Duncan Fremlin, and all those friends we just mentioned will be here. Thank you, Duncan.
Duncan,
thanks,
all
guys.
The best to you. Yeah. Good to see you again.
Thanks so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.